This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. With just 5 weeks to go until the election, this could be a pivotal day here in Massachusetts, specifically in the closely watched race for the United States Senate. Tonight at UMass Lowell, Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren engage in their second debate.
According to a new WBUR poll, Warren is leading Brown by just 2 percentage points, suggesting this remains a very close race and that it might even be tightening. For a bit of analysis and a look ahead, we're joined now by Callum Borchers, political correspondent for the Boston Globe. Hey, Callum.
Glad to be here, guys. Thanks
for having
me.
Well, it's good to have you. So let's start with what to expect tonight. In that first debate, Warren tried to stay focused on Brown's record in the Senate. Brown came out swinging, raising questions about Warren's character and her claims of Indian ancestry. He's continued to raise that in his latest TV ads. Do you expect to see more of that tonight?
You know, not much, actually, Anthony. Warren handled Brown's ancestry charges with real poise in that first debate. They didn't have the desired effect for Brown, which would have been to throw Warren off balance. I expect he'll keep the issue alive on the stump and in his ads, but I doubt we'll see it at the forefront like we did the last time.
What do you expect? What do these candidates have to do tonight, or what do they have to avoid? Start with Scott Brown.
Well, I think Brown needs to be ready to answer questions about his supporters whooping and tomahawk chopping on video, right? I mean, you can bet that David Gregory, the moderator from NBC, will ask him about it. Certainly that behavior didn't reflect well on his campaign, but he has condemned it, and I think most voters probably realized that tomahawk chopping wasn't Brown's idea any more than it was Warren's idea for her taxi driver to shove a Republican tracker a few weeks ago. Warren, for her part, I think needs to play a little bit of offense and defense. You know, last time she played good defense on the Native American ancestry, not so good, I thought, on travelers insurance. I think she needs to explain more thoroughly why her work was actually in the interest of workers and trust that thoughtful voters will actually get it. I think she should go on offense when it comes to Brown's reputation as an independent voice. That reputation persists, according to your poll. But we had a story today by Noah Bierman talking about how Brown takes a rather partisan tone when it comes to out-of-state fundraising. It's inconsistent with his in-state message, and I think that's a place where Warren can go on the attack.
Now, as we mentioned, our poll, the WBUR poll, gives Warren a slim 2-point lead. When you add in the so-called leaners, Warren's lead goes up by about 4 points. Meanwhile, your poll out yesterday shows Warren leading by 5 points, but 19% of those surveyed remained undecided. So that tells you that this race is still in flux, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it's definitely a fragile lead for Warren. There are enough polls out now to say with relative certainty that she is, in fact, leading, but the margins are narrow. And I think it's also important for us observers not to fall into the trap of thinking that Warren has some huge money advantage, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody thinks she's got the edge. Certainly, she's raised more money overall, but consider this. Warren's raised about $28 million. She's spent about $16 million, so she's got $12 million on hand. Brown has raised about $19 million, spent about $12 million, so he's down to $7 million on hand, right? Well, not exactly. He actually had $7 million left over from 2010. So actually, he's got $14 million on hand. That's more than Warren has for the stretch run.
I see. All right. So lots of money still yet to spend. Callum, a couple of issues that struck me from the recent polls. Scott Brown's decision to go on the attack doesn't seem to have hurt him. His negatives didn't go up. That was according to the Globe poll, while Warren's did. Another thing that struck me as biggest challenge, just how popular President Obama is here in Massachusetts. He leads Romney by 27 points. So with him on top of the Democratic ticket represents a pretty stiff headwind against Scott Brown, particularly in a close race. How do you see that playing out?
Well, Anthony, I think one thing it indicates for Brown is that he needs to build a little bit of a cushion going into Election Day, which means he's got work to do. Because what he needs to be careful of is those undecided voters, or those leaners, as you called them, who get to the ballot, they've got it in their hand, they vote for President Obama, and then they sort of lean into a vote for Warren, perhaps out of habit in this very Democratic state.
Right. Well, let's move on quickly to the race for the 6th Congressional District. This, of course, Congressman John Tierney against former Republican State Senator Richard Tesei, and it's a seat that Republicans think they have a pretty good shot at taking. Our poll last week found Tierney hanging on to a 6 or 7 point lead. Your poll yesterday finds Tesei has pulled ahead by 6 points, pretty significant. What happened there?
Well, a couple of things, I think. Remember, in the last poll, it was on released on September 12th, and only 57% in that poll said they had heard even a fair amount about that offshore gambling ring run by Tierney's brothers-in-law. Mm-hmm. That's actually a pretty startlingly small number when you think about what a prominent role that's played in the race. Now, there isn't a new number in this latest poll, but I have to believe it's gone up over the last few weeks as we've begun to see these ads hitting Tierney on that issue. And I also think that Tissot has raised his profile. You know, he's been a state legislator. He was the GOP nominee for lieutenant governor, but a lot of people are still getting to know him. And that earlier September 12th poll showed that 51% of respondents still didn't know enough about Tissot to share an opinion of him. That number is down to 37% in the new poll.
Hmm. The poll shows that only 32%, that this is the recent poll, only 32% of likely voters view Tierney positively, which is sort of incredible given that he's been representing that district for 8 terms. That's one of the things that struck me. Also, a lot of outside money in that race that I think is hitting Tierney pretty hard, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing he can do to try to win back some of those supporters from the Democrats is to maybe hitch his wagon to Elizabeth Warren, or at least run a little bit more like she is. You know, 65% of Warren backers support Tierney, and one thing we know about Warren supporters is, you know, they're worried about not necessarily Brown himself, but how his reelection might empower the National Party. Mm-hmm. She's good at making that case, and I think maybe Tierney should think about doing the same thing against Tissot.
Well, much more politics to come in the weeks ahead. Callum Borchers, political correspondent for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
There's more Radio Boston right after the break. We'll take a look at new numbers on college loans. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.